Hello, hello, Radish Farm, and thank you so much for joining me on another episode of Mamamoo Gossip Corner, where your latest and greatest about your favorite group of dorks comes from yours truly, DJ Abby. Now, girlies, I know this is like a long time since you've heard my voice, but Merry Christmas. I mean, hello, we just came off of the holidays, so Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Holidays, whatever you celebrate. I hope you all had a great holiday season. Hope you guys got a lot of gifts, you know, a whole lot of, you know, family time. You know, I had to stay away from mine because of, like, you know, everything going on, but hey, face chat, always fun. But girlies, you would not believe what, I mean, what's going on? I leave, you know, just for like, let's see, maybe like 3 weeks. I mean, you know, I had finals going on. I had to get, you know, my house looking spiffy for Christmas. I mean, I leave completely, right? You know, I'm not, maybe something happened while I was gone. I didn't see it. But see, I happen to just be browsing my Twitter, like, I think yesterday, maybe it was yesterday night. And y'all, I leave and everything is going to shambles. I think this is just proving to me that I need to be on Twitter. I don't know. Let's just keep it real, okay? Y'all, there has been some trouble going on, and of course, we are going to dive into that today. But really quick, I do want to talk about future uploading schedule because I have been gone for a while. Now, as far as like what this podcast is all about, I don't want to be the type of person that is just going to be uploading about drama. As you can already tell, I also do song reviews, I do album reviews. I'm going to start doing reviews or interviews with other moos. Any type of collab that is for moo community or Mamamoo purposes only. Now, as far as when I'm going to upload things, I am going to be transferring to a new private university coming in January, maybe mid-January. I don't want to give an exact date, but I will be transferring. So with that being said, I will be in a dorm, obviously, and I'm going to have a roommate, obviously. So also because of that, I kind of want to keep like uploading consecutively, but it wouldn't be in the same way as, you know, you always get a new upload every Monday. Now, let's just say something like, obviously what I'm going to be talking about today is very, very bad. You know, the upload might be coming a little bit quicker. So if I'm thinking of consecutive uploads, that might not be the case. Of course, you know, following me at Twitter at WhatARadRadish, you will know any new updates that I'm giving, whether I'm saying, hey, I can't upload right now, I'm doing studying, or, you know, just whatever is going on in my life. Obviously, my podcast is what I do for my free time. I shouldn't feel obligated to take out my school time to do podcasting. I hope everything of that makes sense. And girlies, let's just jump right into today's topic. All right, girlies. So to start out any sort of drama, we have to know where it started. So this started a few days ago. Let's just count maybe two days. And Mamamoo attended a concert. Doesn't matter what it was, but it was a concert. And they were to perform Aya and Dinga in a special type of version. Now, during this performance, the intro vocal, like the intro music, contained a set type of vocal, melodious harmonizing of voices that sounded very Middle Eastern to a lot of people that first saw it. Now, of course, I do want to say this at first, and this is full disclosure. If you have not guessed, I am white. I mean, judging by my voice, and if you have seen pictures of me before, I am white. Now, this, and because I am saying this, I am at no liberty to discuss what went on or what this was actually about, the intro. So I'm going to link a full threaded explanation that is on Twitter by a Muslim Moo, and it is explaining the entire intro music, and it is not what people are saying it is. And kind of putting it simply, there were people, like, you know what, let's just call them antis. There were antis that were coming forward and claiming to be Muslim, or not even saying that they were Muslim, in fact, and were saying, oh, that's offensive. They are doing cultural appropriation. That is for Muslims only. Why are they singing that? Blah, 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 blah. You know, just does this, the constant brain dead, just jobless voices that you hear on Twitter, right? So again, I will be linking a full like thread that is describing the whole thing, and you can read that on your own leisure. So, and just to clear it all up, there was no culture appropriating in that performance. So if anything, Mamamoo is out of the clear, and that should always be the end of it, right? Well, no. So let's keep going. The defamation kept spiraling. So again, what were the antis saying? Even after a bunch of Muslim Moos, or not even Muslim Moos, but there were also other, I wouldn't say call them K-poppies, because K-poppies is basically another word for antis, but let's just say K-pop stans that were not Moos, but were Muslim, they expressed a lot of anger towards the antis, saying, you have no right to say what is and what is not part of my religion, because you do not know. And I completely agree. So again, like I said, the thread is going to be in the description. Please read it to your leisure if you would like to be educated, just like I was. So my response to all of this is, listen, girlies, we have been through this before. We figure, you know what, it's just another cry about culture appropriation when it is not. We all remember what happened when they performed at performed at some award show. Can't remember. I think maybe it was Mama. And people thought, antis, again, sorry, they are antis. They were saying, like, oh, they're using a mosque in the background. Girl, I swear to you, I watched that video 400 times. I didn't see one mosque. I saw a very, like, Middle Eastern town. I saw a very aesthetically pleasing graphics in the background, but I didn't see any mosque. You know what I'm saying? So anyways, it's the reaching and the desperate attempts for me. Now, girlies, let's get on to the next little event that comes into this. Alright, girlies, now, as I always have said, your girl has the tweets and she has the receipts. So, let's just start from the beginning of this. We've gone over the setup. What was happening in the beginning? Well, now we're gonna get on to the next part. Now, there are a lot of antis, right? I mean, they're spreading misinformation, they're defamating all over the girls, it's terrible, you know? But there was one account, there were a few others, but there is one account that seemed to be more important than all the other ones, okay? They go by Shay or Shy. Their account name is 52 Daisungs SS, and their pronouns are she and her, so I will be using all of that. And of course, if I mispronounce her name, I still don't know if it's Shay or Shy, but we will keep it as it is. This person is, I will give my thoughts later, but also I will allow you to make your own assessment on how this person is. Basically, what happened is they were one of the main people, or antis, to make a tweet about what was going on. They cried culture appropriation, said that it was appropriation, it wasn't appreciation, and now, can I say this at first? Just because you have an opinion that doesn't follow a bigger crowd does not mean that you're valid, that your p opinion is not valid. I think that everyone's opinion should be valid, but of course, facts trump opinions, okay? Just saying it right now. And this person, unfortunately, was wrong. But see, they were very stubborn with their opinion. And as I was doing a little bit more research, I did find out that this person is Muslim, and which is why I'm saying all of this. When you feel like your religion or your culture, ethnicity, whatever that you hold to a personal or spiritual extent, you should be allowed to have your opinion on it. And hey, that's not me saying it. That's like society saying it, okay? I mean, I have my own religion, I have my own beliefs, all that good stuff, you know? But see, everyone is entitled to their own opinion. So is this person. But in this case, she was wrong. Now, because of that, okay, many Muslim Moos were coming out saying, listen, you might have thought you heard something, but you didn't. You know, just please pay attention to the threads that are being explained by Muslim Moos. And this person did delete the tweet, and then Shai went private. Shai goes private and then comes out with an apology. So, of course, when I read this apology, there are a few things in it that I do not understand because I myself am not a part of Muslim culture, but I will try to pronounce them the best way that I can. So, here is Shai's apology, the first one. Hi, everyone. So, this is regarding the quote-unquote mess I created last night. I sincerely want to apologize for what I did. I never meant for Mama Moo to get attacked in any way. It was for others to know and help them understand better. I'm sorry I went private and deleted the tweet without properly apologizing and clarifying the issue. I just panicked and was struggling to keep up, so I did what was best for me. As soon as I realized that this might be a misunderstanding, I deleted because, like I said, some of the other Muslim fans said it's Mawal, and hopefully I pronounced that right. Back to the apology. I am not aware of Mawal, or Mawal, yeah, I think that's how it says. Correct me if I'm saying it wrong. But when my friend pointed it out to me, I heard azan first. Like the flow, a muezzin. I'm sorry if I'm butchering this. A muezzin has, but I am really sorry for what I did. I don't have anything against Mama Moo, but this one took me off guard and I couldn't control my emotions. I listened to it over and over in hopes that I'm only assuming, but I couldn't unhear it. I apologize to Mama Moo and their fans for creating such an issue. I am sorry. This was the first and last time, and I usually don't talk over this. I am really sorry. I hope you can forgive me. I am sorry for the hate Mama Moo got because of me. It was never my intention. I am really sorry. And then the person signs off their name. So, with any response like this, and I want to just kind of analyze it, you know, we need to go over this because not only is there certain things in it that I just do not like? There are a lot of errors, and I don't mean like grammatical errors or sentence structuring errors. There were things in it that just didn't sit right with me. So of course, let's go over them. So in the first half, you know, this person is talking about, you know, whatever is going on with Mama Moo and how they felt like they couldn't unhear what they saw and, you know, all this stuff. So I wrote down a few quotes, but then I also had a few notes for myself. So they mentioned the fans, you know, saying, apologizing to the fans, Moos. Then they apologized to Mama Moo. But I find it very odd that they didn't give RBW a apology because that is their company. And I believe that antis should know. And actually, I do want to clarify this. I don't think this person, like, they started off as, and maybe, I don't know. I'm kind of having second thoughts here. What I was going to say, and you know me, I like being raw. You might as well just hear what's on my mind. I at first wanted to give them the benefit of the doubt for not being an anti of moos or mama moo in general. The reason why I'm saying that is because their apology here was saying, like, Shay was saying, I kept listening to it over and over again, and I just couldn't unhear it. I thought they were using my religion as an aesthetic, that sort of thing. Now, see, the thing is that I totally would find that valid, okay? And if you see it that way, then you see it that way. I am not part of your religion. I'm me talking about, DJ Abby, okay? I cannot tell you that you're wrong, because again, not part of your religion. I have no room to say that. However, there are certain things, again, and I will get into this quote, these quotes that I've got, that prove to me that they were not rational at all when they were making this, which leads me to thinking that they possibly, this opinion of theirs was turning them into an anti, and then slowly they are going to be progressing into an anti. It's why I keep calling Shay a person and not an anti. I don't know. Just kind of my deal. So one of the quotes I have is that she couldn't control her emotions. Now, okay, keep in mind, I understand, people getting overwhelmed. I believe me, I know, okay? But girlies, if you were so, I mean, really, think about this, okay? Think about something that is happening in your life, and for instance, okay, something really bad happened to me during Halloween, I think. I can't really remember. Some happened, but I started tweeting about it, like maybe made three tweets about it, and it was in the heat of the moment. I was just really down, but see, it was me being overwhelmed with my emotions. After I got over it, I deleted them because I realized they were kind of stupid. Like, first off, 20 years old here, all right? I shouldn't be tweeting about something that is so immature, right? So, this person allows this tweet to stay up for a considerable amount of time. And again, I'm assuming 2 days. Meaning about 48 hours, maybe not that many hours, but see, the thing is, this tweet again got over 2,000 likes. I mean, just really let that sink in, okay? 2,000. And we're trying to figure out, okay, well, if you were so overwhelmed in emotion at that time, were you overwhelmed in emotion when people were trying to get you to understand that what you were hearing was not the right thing? I mean, surely. I mean, after you would have listened, I mean, at least lent an ear and be patient with these people. So again, the deletion of the tweet had happened, and then another quote that she had was, she did what was best for her. And okay, I'm sorry. Like, listen, you mean this is a selfish attempt at explaining away her behavior? Okay, this, like, she was willing to defame four women. Okay, excuse me, they're not girls, they are women. She was willing to defame an entire group of women who she has never met before for about 48 hours. And then, she just says, I did what was best for me because I just apparently, I mean, and again, I don't believe in all the screenshots that I have, Shay never mentioned any death threats, anything like super, like extreme, okay? Because moose are pretty docile. Maybe I've experienced like twice where moose have gotten like a little, I'm like side-eyeing that behavior, you know what I'm saying? I'm not about that. But I'm sorry, you can't explain away that behavior. Are you serious? So, anyways, yeah, those are the quotes that I have. And see, there are more screenshots that I have. And, this person, and again, because their apology was not making sense to me, this Shays or Shy's behavior, I might actually just stick to one, I'll just say Shy's. Shy's behavior, to me, again, very immature. This person doesn't know how to communicate. And so I'm gonna go over a few. There was a full length of tweets going on, and I'm going to just read like off a few of them. So Shy starts by tweeting off, "I'm sorry for the mess I caused. I'll just stay off Twitter for a while. I am sorry I felt offended. I shouldn't have. Have a good day, night, everyone." Now, notice the passive aggressiveness in that tweet, because Shy is thinking, like, "Oh, I'm just so sorry I felt offended. I shouldn't have." That's the kind of language that I'm getting from that. Another tweet. "I mean each and every single word in my apology, and I'm not the type of person to create unnecessary fan wars and attack any group unprovoked. I am really sorry. This one shook up my emotions, but I am so sorry." And another one, "By the way, I deactivated not because I am a coward, but because I want to protect my account due to this. I got multiple requests from Twitter regarding this and thought it's best to deactivate for a while." So apparently she was emailed a bunch of times saying to reset her password. I guess maybe that means she was trying to be hacked. That's weird. And then last tweet, "And of course I sincerely apologize to Mama Moo. If you don't want to accept it, then don't. I know with what intentions I apologize to them. I am generally sorry." So notice the continuous patterns of saying that she is generally sorry. She's sorry to Mama Moo. She is sorry to the fans. You don't have to accept her apology if you don't want to. But also know that there is still passive aggressiveness. There is overwhelming emotions. She is constantly tweeting, meaning that she is not over this. And all of this is going to correlate later on. So keep in mind, like, this is what's going on right now, but see, we are going to get into the absolute worst part of this. And you know what? Let's just get right into it. So, girlies, before I go on and express what this is going to be about, I need to do a full disclosure about what I am going to be talking about. First off, if you do not know me personally, you probably wouldn't know this, but I am going for a business degree. Being that many courses that I have taken, I have had to make a lot of business law like assignments. I've had to make my own cease desist letters. I've had to make my own court case letters, a bunch of things that have to do with business law. I've had to make lawsuit papers. I've had, believe me, say something, I probably had it as an assignment. Also, it should be noted that I did get an A in all of these courses, so it should prove that I am not a lawyer. I am not a judge or a professional at this, but I hope that with the education that I have, I hopefully can educate you all into knowing what exactly is going on with Shay. So, also, again, another thing, the thing is that even with what I am discussing now, new info might be coming out later. So if that is the case, Please keep updated on my Twitter so that way I can correct whatever I say in this podcast, and I will gladly correct it there. And then in the next episode, I will gladly correct it there also. So, okay, what is happening with Shay? I mean, let's see. She made that defamation tweet, deleted it. She deactivated herself. She came out with an apology. But then, no one could predict what was about to happen next. So, Shay then tweets this screenshot of an email that was apparently sent by RBW, the company itself. The RE read, "Legal action for uploading defamatory content against Mama Moo." The email reads, "Hello, name, I won't say her name. We have received multiple reports from the fans of our artist Mama Moo. It pinpoints your content being targeted towards our artist. Safety and protection of our artist is our priority. After further investigating the shreds of evidence provided by the fans, we have decided to take legal action against you. Insert name. As you have created a big misunderstanding and has harmed our artist's image, we will file a lawsuit against you. Please wait for further details. Regards, RBW Entertainment." So, okay. First out, I really need you all to understand that this is not how a lawsuit is formed. And I want to go step by step, just kind of analyzing what is going on in this email. First off, RBW, this logo that they are using, and this is from information that I've learned on Twitter, that logo is not, it is not a part of that email, okay? The RBW symbol, it's the info@rbbridge.com. Okay, that is the email that this person that Shay claims emailed her. Now, you look online, and actually that email is not associated with that icon. Okay, not the RBW icon, okay? That icon actually is the One Us icon. And if you know One Us, I actually don't really know One Us, but I know that, I believe, like, One Us was formed by RBW. I'm not really into that, but, that's as far as I know. So, again, this is, the title, the literal, info of the, not the recipient, but the emailer, that's faked. And also another thing, I have to say this. This is not how people form cease and desist letters. If a company ever did this, you have a right to ignore it. There is I could explain American law to my international moos that are not American, but I won't get into that. But what I am saying is that if a company emailed you something like this, you have the right to ignore it because it is not professional. Cease and desist letters come to you through the mail or in a other type of, or in a fax machine. If you don't know what a fax machine is, don't worry. But there is one thing that I did think of, and because of coronavirus and everything that is happening right now, I would assume that, like, for instance, I mean, just because the Miss Rona is happening does not mean that lawsuits can't happen, okay? And if a lawsuit were to be formed, let's just say the mail, for instance, I understand that, like, delivery, mail orders, even letters, they're going to be coming, like, a lot slower. So let's just say possibly they updated it and they said, you know what, we're going to be sending it through email. Well, let me just say that this email does not sound like it was coming from any company that I know, because when I had to write a defamation lawsuit paper or a, you know, kind of like get all my exhibit A's and the defendant and all this, you know, all this stuff, the type of language that this email is using is not is not grammatically correct, but also they are not using the right turns as in order to file a lawsuit. For instance, let me get onto the grammar errors. So, at the end, let's just start at the end. It says regards RBW Entertainment. The E in entertainment is not capitalized, which is weird. There is no icon at the end of the email, which is weird because if you are an official company, you would already have a lawyer signed on, ready to do this because you would, well, let me just finish my sentence. You would have a lawyer already signed on, ready to defend the company against this defamatory lawsuit case. But there is no icon, there's no like RBW company icon at the end of the email, and there is no signature. Also, there is no name listed as to who this lawyer is. And another thing is that a company just not email you without specifying who it is. When a company is addressing you in such a general way, again, it would be the right thing to just ignore it because first off, it's very unprofessional. Companies do not address people like this. Usually, when there is a defamation lawsuit from a company to a person or a company to another company, usually it is handled by the company's attorney or the company's lawyer or HR department or what is called the human resources department. Any one of those three people would sign their name, their position, the company, and then the company's logo, then the company's signature, signifying that the company's president or whoever oversees who is like the top person of RBW would sign off on it because it's so serious. So I mean, girlies, this is so fake. It's almost laughable. It's so laughable to me because I'm literally a college student. And I'm looking at this, it looks like some high schooler wrote this because someone must have downloaded a thesaurus and slapped a bunch of like cute little law terms on there, having no idea what they're saying. And yeah, it looks like crap, okay? And another thing that's going on is that it says, please wait for further details. Now, okay, another thing that happens with cease and desist letters. So, I probably should explain this. A cease and desist letter means that, for instance, let's just take this in for instance. Let's say that Shay was mailed a cease and desist letter. First off, the mailer would say, you have been served. They're legally required to say that before they open the envelope. And the envelope inside will contain a letter saying that you have been served a cease and desist. Now, okay, a cease and desist is when the company is allowed legally to obtain whatever has been found out about Shay. Okay, so let's take Shay in example. Let's just say she not only had that misinformation, she also had maybe saying Hwasa was ugly, or Moonbyul can't sing, Solar threatened Shay and was gonna beat up her dog. Something that is totally defamatory, totally untrue. Now, if RBW had evidence of that stuff would either be contained in that envelope, or Shay would be having to force it over with the advice of her own attorney. Now, another thing that's very peculiar about this email is that the email does not suggest that she needs an attorney. Granted, it could be implied by the please wait for further details, but when you serve a cease and desist, there are a lot of instructions, okay? Because a cease and desist, it first tells you why you're being sued, okay? Like you just don't get one in the mail, okay? Like these come at a very formal occasion. They give you instructions. They tell you to get a lawyer. Make sure you tell your lawyer everything that happened. You give your lawyer every little receipt that you got, and then you meet face to face. And if it goes to court, it goes to court. And if it doesn't, you probably sign an NDA, which is a non-disclosure agreement, and you probably settle underneath the table. And I know there's a fancy word for it, but believe me, I feel like I'm throwing out a lot of words at you guys. So you probably might need to listen to me at a slower speech level, but anyways, let's continue. There are a lot of grammar errors going on in here because they are referring to Mamamoo as artist, and they, for instance, here's the sentence that they use. It pinpoints your content being targeted towards our artist. Now, first off, it's not artist, it's artists, like with two S's, you know, there's be an apostrophe in there, you know what I'm saying? So again, there is grammar error happening, the logo is not even right, it just all of this thing that is happening. And okay, so hopefully I have explained why this email is fake, and maybe if I figure out more, I will tell you all later. Maybe I'll say in a tweet, maybe I'll say in the next episode, but for now, let's just get on to the next thing. All right, girlies, now this part's probably going to be a little bit shorter, but you know what? We're coming to an end, and hey, that's always a good thing, because this is the type of stuff where I like to talk about it, but this is just... Whew, I mean, I can't wait to get this out. Hopefully things will be smoothed over by the end, but we need to figure out what happened next. So, because the email was obviously fake, Moose caught on to this so quickly. I mean, it was like nearly, it was just, honestly, it was amazing how quickly that Moose caught on. But then Shay, of all people, makes her final remark and says this. Anyways, I'm deactivating again. Just wanted to tell you all that you successfully made my next year bad. Hope Mamamoo disband next year. Cheers! And with that, Shay deactivates. Now, I feel like we need to just take that in for a second and then talk more about the lawsuit email being faked. So, I think, and actually, you know what, I did say in the last segment that we needed to talk about it, maybe there's possibly a little bit something more. This is what I wanted to get into. Now, when a lawsuit like this, now this is defamatory, okay? Defamatory lawsuits are different than any other type of thing you can sue people for. When you defame somebody, usually the cease and desist letter strongly encourages that you do not share the lawsuit online, meaning that you do not send screenshots to anybody, you do not post it on your social medias, anything like that. You don't even allude to that you're being sued or you're being tried. I don't know. But see, Shay just comes on and says that, well, I'm just going to deactivate again. But see, she also was comfortable enough to share the email of her being sued. Now, of course, the email never says, if you share this, you are going to be in big trouble. You know, like, it never said that, which proves to me that it was fake. Because cease and desist letters are anything but indiscretion. Okay, they are very discreet. It's a very personal, very professional type of deal, and by sharing it like this, you can be seen from the other side, as well as the judge, as being very obnoxious, not professional, you do not know how to handle serious situations, and it will not sway in your way, okay? Most likely, you might lose the case. I've seen it happen before, but in this case, believe me, if she was being sued, and she did something like post that email and then tweet that, yeah, she would be in trouble. Because, let's go over that tweet again. She said, just wanted to tell you all that you successfully made my next year bad. Hope Mamamoo disband next year. Cheers! So, two things happened. Remember when I said everything is gonna correlate? We're gonna go back into like further past tweets and then bring them back up again, because I feel like it's not a tinfoil hat moment, but I feel like, oh, it's all coming together and, just funny stuff like that. But anyway, so two things are happening in this tweet. One, she's bringing back her guilt-tripping behavior, and it's very self-serving because she feels like this is like a weird type of spotlight for her. You know this phrase of like any press is good press? Well, unfortunately, no. This is not your case, Shay. The type of spotlight that you are in is a very bad spotlight. You most likely will be canceled, and I can't say I'm sorry because you have proven yourself to be a very immature person. And another thing that she did is she said she hopes Mamamoo disbands. That is defamatory. That is wishing ill will on four women that she does not know. And again, if RBW were to see that, and again, we will get into this, okay? I mean, it's all coming together. And listen, when I further talk about everything that's going on, I want to say again, full disclosure, this is just my opinion. I am a broke college student that took five business law courses, okay? And I'm just saying what my law books are saying and what my professors have said. And I would love to bring some of this to my professor. Unfortunately, it is the holiday. But the thing is, Moose, is that the most important thing is that you live off facts, okay? Don't go off opinions. We go off facts. And here we are. We are going to the fifth final segment. Now, Moose, this is, gonna be somewhat of our conclusion, right? We're going to just take a little toe dip back into the pool that we were just drowning in, basically. And we need to talk about Shay for a second. Now, what could happen to Shay? Now, personally, I don't know. professionally, and my educational of the law side, I still don't know. The reason why I'm kind of saying this, and I guess I should probably have mentioned this in my disclosure. Well, see, the problem is we don't know Shay's age. I'm not sure which country Shay even lives in. Does this matter? Well, technically, yes. The thing is that every government laws in every country differs. Especially defamation lawsuits can range from high extreme penalties to minimum like sentencing, might be a $2,500 fine or whatever, or it could mean serious jail time. Now, the problem is that her age and her country both correlate into her consequence, essentially. And could RBW try to sue? Of course they could. I mean, I still think they could try to sue because, first off, she is. I can't even begin to explain what she's done. She's defamated Mamamoo. She has spread misinformation about their performance. She has wished them ill will. She also has been guilt-tripped and, well, not guilt-tripped, but she's been guilt-tripping us, being very self-serving and showing very unprofessional behavior. She also impersonated an RBW company email. So yeah, she could be in serious trouble. And I say this because RBW could still sue. And it is a valid case, considering what they have against her. And of course, we have our reporting police, our little Radish Farm police force on the case. And, we're going to be sending emails to the RBW company and all that good stuff. But the problem is that we can't let this slide. And you know what? I'm really glad it's not, because Moose, we have a hashtag that is trending at this very moment. If you tweet at the hashtag apologize to Mama Moo, you will be You will be contributing to not only what is happening right now, but what has been happening for a while. And I'd really like to just talk about what, like, first off, I'd love to read off my favorite tweet from the hashtag trending, because it is, like really, I mean, it wraps up everything that has been going on with Mama Moo for the whole entire year. And I want to give her a shout out. She is super awesome. Her name is Meginam Siuk, and I'll spell it out so that way y'all can go follow her. It is Meginamseok. And hopefully I pronounced it right? Question mark? I don't know, but, so let's read off her tweet. The apologize to Mama Moo thing is not only for yesterday, but for all the days y'all been hating, body shaming, slut shaming, sending death and R, you know what I'm saying, threats to them. It is for all the big lies y'all made about them that started a huge wave of hate on Mama Moo. It's for all the times y'all trended them to attack them for no reason, for all the time y'all blocked us Moo Moo when we called you out and told you all that what the truth, for all the time you were all trending hashtag about Hwasa and mocking her, sending her death and our threats. It's for all the time y'all helped to spread lies about them to get hit tweets, attention, and being validated by Stan Twitter. It's not just about yesterday, it's about all the time you all did Mama Moo so dirty. So yeah, apologize to Mama Moo. And y'all, I'm telling you, as soon as I read that, I was like, yeah! Like, seriously, I had that, like, applause, like, that, I mean, seriously, talk about hitting the head on the nail. And, but this all started because of Shy. I mean, this, well, I mean, not the whole thing, but she made this because of Shy, but also it was, like, the straw that broke the camel's back. And, unfortunately, it has come to this. I am so glad that she was willing to tweet something like this, and honestly, it garnered a lot more attention than Shy did, because, Moose, think about it. We have been through so much this year. We have been through more defamation than any group has in the K-pop industry in 6 months. And I'm telling y'all, that is a lot. And Moose, let's just, you know what? I want you to give yourself a round of applause, because that is just, I mean, think about it. Moose, you suck it out, okay? And this tweet proves it. But even still, I mean, this whole situation, what was going on with it? And of course, I do want to give, like, final thoughts on it. You know, like, for the performance, the responses, email, the trend, and everything. But the thing that is most important is that we remember that we must protect the girls. Okay, I keep saying girls. We must protect the women of Mama Moo. We don't know how long we have left of them, okay? And I mean that sincerely. I don't mean that in a mean way. I just mean that, who knows? So one or two of the members could leave to do solo work, and some of us may feel that we didn't do enough to protect them. Because, let's face it, RBW does not do their job, and we've had to do it for them. So, with that being said, I think that 2020, even though, Moose, if anything, we were done so dirty. I mean, I thought, like, coming into this fandom, right, and if you've been a frequent listener, you've heard me say, like, oh, I was so nervous to become part of something that, I mean, it's the cancer of Twitter. I mean, no one wants to be on Stan Twitter. And so when I thought, like, oh, here's a little fan group, you know, they don't really cause any trouble, I guess. And I really like their idol's music, you know, I mean, hey, might as well give them a shot. And so I did. Turns out The Moos, they're like the sweetest people ever. And I can see why so many other stan groups go after them. It's because, well, yeah, we're pretty weak. We're also lazy when it comes to voting. Okay, I see y'all. And also, we're doormats. And also, we're very, like, sweet and almost too sweet because we allow people to walk over us. And another thing is that I believe the stan groups are jealous. That is all I'm going to say because I don't want to make anybody mad. But you know what? Those are my final thoughts. And you know what? Let's just get on with the outro. All right, girly. So here we are. We are at the final moments of this episode. Now, I want to know your thoughts. What did you think of the performance? Did you think it was culture appreciation? Did you think it was appropriation? Were you one of the moos to be like, oh, I can't believe they appropriated? Were you the ones to do that at the first thought, or did you wait it off? Let me know. What did you think of the responses? Did you follow the crowd? Did you try to defend Mama Moo against the antis? What did you think of the fake email? Let me know. What did you think of the trending hashtag? Did you participate in it? Hope that you did. But if there is anything else that you want me to talk about or you yourself want to be a part of, you gotta let me know. But where to find me is the question. So you need to follow me at WhatARadRadish on Twitter and follow me on Instagram at Mamamoo Gossip Corner, corner with a K. The K is for K-pop. And of course, I always tell y'all when I'm uploading an episode, if I'm doing something new, and hey, always follow me and click that bell on the Twitter because I am always tweeting something funny. And for the next episode, and actually this is something I'm doing, like that's kind of new. For the next coming up episode, I am going to be doing my own version of like, if you're on YouTube a lot, they do this thing like YouTube Rewind where they like go through the year about like everything that's happened. So for this next coming up episode, I'm going to be doing a Mamamoo Rewind where we go over the news, we go over the awards that they've won, the singles, the mini album, the like the outfits, maybe some drama up in there. And so yeah, that's gonna be the next coming up episode, and I hope to see you all there. And that's it. So I will see you all in that next episode. Bye.